Colleen and Kurt in the morning. Slamming coffee and spilling tea. Star 102.5.
The other day was vacuuming the living room. Got done, and I looked over in the corner, and there it sat, plugged in, as it has for about the past 8 or 9 months. Never once been turned on, but our knockoff Roomba, the little motor robot vacuum.
Oh.
Just hanging out there. All I have to do is walk over to it. It's fully charged because it's been plugged in for 8 or 9 months. And I could just hit the little play button, and it would go off and do its little thing. But for whatever reason, we got it. We never use it. We used it like the first 2 times, and we were like, nah, that's it.
Really?
I don't know. I just, we don't.
You don't like it?
I think I would like it. I don't know. I look at it and go, nah, I got this. I talk to it. I tell it that I've got this. But for whatever reason, we never use it.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm worried it's going to get stuck underneath the couch, maybe, and I think that's going to be more of a hassle of like picking up the couch to get it out. But I'm not sure if it would or not. It might not even fit under the couch, which is fine.
This is odd since it's just sitting there and you don't really have to do much.
I don't have to. All I have to do is walk over, bend down, push the button, and it'll go... motor on,
yeah,
and
for
off
that
it goes
little
for
effort minutes. I would that, think you would at least try it,
yes,
you know, give it a few whirls, see how it goes,
right? But instead I'm there undoing the vacuum cord, plugging it in, vacuuming, okay, then for 7 or 8 minutes.
All right.
We bought it, we never use it. My wife doesn't use it either. She'll just vacuum, and we even mark there it is, we can hit play, nah, got it.
Well, I mean, that happens, right?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever bought anything and then never really ever
used it? I was just
ever,
looking at it yesterday, the Instapot.
The Instapot.
Thought my wife would like that.
Yes.
In fairness, my daughter Lucy told me. We were there.
Uh-huh.
I believe it was Christmas. And she said, no.
I know.
She's not going to want it.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to cook, and she's not going to like this because it takes too much away from... her being able to get in there and do her thing.
Yep. We have one of
those,
too.
And I'm like, yeah, I go, but, you know, she's, busy, doesn't want to cook, things mm-hmm. like that. On those nights, it'll be great. She's like, I don't think so, Dad. But I didn't listen. I said, nah, it'll be good.
Yeah.
It never has been used, not once.
We have one. We've used it a couple times. Now I just look at it as a $75 mac and cheese maker. Because that's all we ever make. Because most of the Instapot recipes are, oh, you can saute these vegetables. Well, that doesn't work in our family. All right? We don't need to saute any veggies of any sort.
Yeah.
3 out of the 4 of us will say, no, thank you.
I was just looking at it yesterday, wondering if I could still get anything for it. At this point. It's never going to get used.
I wonder if one day it'll become on garbage days. As you know, you've driven by years past where it's all the big TVs, the big box TVs now, yeah, that people have gotten rid of. And one day it's going to be Instapots just lining the
might
streets.
Might be. 280-1025. So you bought what? Not really ever used it.
Mm-hmm.
There it sits.
Looks like it'd be fun. You bought it for a purpose. But,
I mean, I remember even telling Lucy, I might even get it out and use it once in a while. That was ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
That was not going to happen.
I'm going to make some rice pilaf over here.
Taking up half a cupboard.
It is so big and bulky.
Right.
It doesn't fit on normal cabinet shelves.
But we got it.
Yep, you got it. Ready to be used at a moment's notice.
Yep. 280-1025. You bought it, but you never use it. Joe in Carlisle. What is it, Joe?
My wife wanted to get back into, like, you know, her elementary days and younger days, so she swore, she's like, honey, we have to buy a piano for the house. So I'm like, okay, you know, that could be cool, everything's great, you know, we'll learn it. And we've had
No. Everything's grand.
Oh, for the piano.
Not great.
Uh-huh.
Grand.
Oh, I get.
Yeah. Right.
Dad joke.
So we've had it about 3.5 years now, and she's probably sat down and played that thing twice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And they take up a ton of room.
Yeah.
Impossible to move.
Oh, expensive.
Yeah. Oh boy. You have kids playing it or anything?
Nope. That thing is if anything, it's a table.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck getting rid of that. Nobody wants to move it.
No.
Sorry, Joe. But thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Take care. Okay. Teresa in Des Moines now. All right, Teresa, you bought it, but you don't use it. What is it?
a KitchenAid with a cover and a bunch of attachments. Every year I buy more attachments.
You buy more attachments.
Because then I think I might use it. Oh, right. My gosh, I want that attachment. I'm going to use it.
Right.
And then mm-hmm. I'm like, 5 months later. Why did I do that?
Yeah, that's why you haven't used it, because you didn't have that attachment.
Yes,
now
right.
Now you have it, and well, there.
Yeah,
good intentions, right? Okay, hey, thanks, Teresa. Have a good one.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Yeah, they don't agree on much. Eh, they're kind of like your kids.
In the morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.